Right, anything else? You guys can't have anything left in the can, can you?
If Pettigrew can't go, and I know you like to have the three tight ends, was that an opportunity for the Chappis guy, or is there Riley could be an option there? Or?
Riley has played that. We also have extra wide receivers. You know, we could go a lot of different places. I mean, you know, and I don't want to rule Brandon out also. Brandon's a tough guy, and he's played through a lot, and even though he hasn't been on the practice field, he doesn't really need that to be able to get out there on Sunday. So we'll just see where that goes, and we'll have a lot of different groups to be able to bail us out of if we have any tight end issues. So, I mean, we went through the whole game basically last time without him.
Do you guys typically travel, like, practice squad guys, or would you travel Chappis only?
Yeah, we have in the past if there's been an issue where we might bring somebody up, you know, we've been part of that before, and there's potential for that.
With Delmas, how do you measure his playing time? Is he locked on some kind of pitch count? How do you do that?
You know, we try to do when he's been out there. He wasn't able to go last week, but the weeks before that, I think it was the Houston game that he went and played every snap, and then had to come out. I think midway through the fourth quarter. So we changed around a little bit and tried to spot him. You know, he still played 75% or 80% of our snaps, but just tried to limit him a little bit early and try to keep his availability through the game. It's really not necessarily a pitch count as much as it is just trying to conserve his reps. There's not a specific number in there, but if we can keep him, you know, particularly for the fourth quarter, you know, then that's beneficial to us.
Do you guys still use Toradol here?
It's changed quite a bit. You know, with the new, whatever I want to say, the new protocol that went in, there's been a lot of changes. And I think I'd leave that to the doctors. But it's still used. But there's a completely different protocol than there has been. I think it was last year that it changed. And you know, it's diminished significantly, and it's changed a lot.
Good thing that it's diminished. I mean, player's sake, or?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'd leave that to other people that know a lot more about that stuff than me. I don't really know a whole lot about it, to tell you the truth.
Gunn was just talking about Jonte Green a little bit and his development. What have you seen from him since May? I mean, how far he's come as a player, and maybe what his future is, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a player come as far as he has in that short a time. You know, when we started rookie minicamp, he was well behind you know, just everything that he needed to do to be a professional football player. And each step along the way, he improved. He improved in OTAs. He improved in training camp. And he's improved over the course of the season. You know, he's done a better job as the season's gone on. He's just recognized things quicker. He's done a better job within the scheme. And he was never assignment challenged, I guess you'd say, but just little things within the assignments that you just need recognition and you need time. He got it pretty quickly, and I mean, he's gone out there, he's played well for us.
Along those same lines, how's Chris Greenwood stay involved?
Well, he can't do anything on the field, but he's still gone to all the meetings. He's still done all our lifting, and he's done as good a job as you can do in the situation that he's in. You know, he's taken advantage of every single meeting, pays attention, watches film, prepares every single week, and he's made a really good impression that way. But he can't do anything physically, and you know, it's just you can only control what you can control, and that's the thing that he can do. I mean, it's disappointing that, you know, he can't go out and do, you know, real work on the practice field, but he can lift, and he can get something out of it.
Amari Spavey, is he back working out yet or around the team?
Not yet.
Anything else?
Is Flew Allen ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we brought him in. We brought him in with the anticipation that he would be ready, and, you know, for all those reasons. You know, he's been here before. You know, we'd worked him out a little bit before just to keep our eye on him, make sure he was in great shape. He is. You know, if he's called upon on Sunday, I'm sure he'll be ready.